Arts leaders in Philadelphia are looking ahead to the election of the next mayor, and they are starting to make demands now. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on what the arts sector wants the next mayor to do.
A number one is money. The arts sector would not only like to see more of the city budget devoted to the arts, but the creation of permanent, ongoing funding for the arts sector, because City Hall support of the arts has been inconsistent over the years. The Office of Arts and Culture was established in the 1980s under Mayor Wilson Good, and then in the 1990s, a cultural fund was started by Mayor Ed Rendell. The next mayor, John Street, closed the office, only for it to be reopened by Mayor Nutter, and then Mayor Kenney shrunk the office and moved it into the office of the managing director.
The Office of Arts, Culture, and the Creative Economy is empowered only to the extent of the vision or the will of the mayor.
That's Patricia Wilson Aiden. She's president and CEO of the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance.
It's been moved around. The budget has fluctuated.
Aiden said funding the arts is only the beginning.
We're hoping our next mayor understands and appreciates arts and culture as a tool to make change, as a problem solver.
The Cultural Alliance has developed a 5-point list of recommendations for the incoming mayor, whoever that is, which includes funding, creating a cabinet-level arts director position, and incorporating the city's many nonprofit arts organizations toward addressing entrenched city concerns like public safety, poverty, and education. Jane Golden, the founding director of Mural Arts Philadelphia, came up with her own list of demands similar to that of the Cultural Alliance.
We need leadership to believe in the possibility of the arts. And it's not just a possibility. It happens. Like, if we could just pull names out of a hat of 20 organizations in the city and look at what they're doing up close and be deeply moved by the power of what they're doing.
One of those organizations is Power Street Theater, based in North Philadelphia. It offers free adult theater classes to help people write monologues. Instructor Erlina Ortiz told her students to use stories from the news as writing prompts. Last fall, writers selected a news article to use as inspiration for a monologue for a fictional character. Ortiz encouraged one of her writers to use a story about gun violence to get inside the head of a person grappling with her own racial bias.
Why don't you write from the perspective of somebody you don't agree with? And she was like, ooh, like, you know, that kind of scared her.
I don't even know who started it. It could have been the white guy, but when I heard those gunshots, that wasn't the image in my mind. I thought about someone who looked like your cousins and all the people I've seen move up here.
Ortiz said this kind of collaborative creative process pushes people into a kind of radical empathy where they have to deeply consider the inner life of someone they disagree with, something often lacking these days in community and political discourse.
That's a really big part of what leaves people in these very dark, low places, and where we are seeing where we are as a society right now, where people have lost their sense of empathy or their sense of being able to connect with people. And I think that's one thing that theater does especially well.
Mateusz Tarnopolski, the head of the Kimmel Center on South Broad Street, said engagement in the arts builds a better, more empathetic citizenry, such that city investment in arts programs can align with other programs addressing problems keeping the next mayor up at night.
We have searing, pressing issues in our community of physical and mental health and welfare, housing, crime, access to basic resources. We have to aspire to be a better Philadelphia. Arts and culture play a critical part in that. It's not either or.
Many cultural leaders are looking ahead to 2026, when both the World Cup games come to Philadelphia and it will be the 250th birthday of the nation. Whoever the next mayor is, 2026 will be on their watch when the city needs to be at its best for the world stage. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.